Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Well, I tell you, I feel like I've done nothing today but sit and check the news and be inundated with updates. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
We're all thinking about you.
Yeah, and you know what? This morning I was actually woken up. I think it was just after 3 a.m. with sirens going off, and I just thought, no, I can't deal with this right now. And fortunately, I have that luxury, but many people in Beersheba didn't last night. What are the developments after that? Those two rockets landed in Beersheba?
Well, to update listeners who haven't been following the story today, this morning at about 3:40, long-range missiles were fired from the Gaza Strip into the south of Israel. And this is the first time we've seen long-range missiles used since Operation Protective Edge in 2014. One of the missiles hit a home in Beersheba head-on, thank goodness, and only by the miracle of Hashem were the family able to escape being severely injured by this rocket. The rocket has caused significant destruction to the house, and the family are now actually appealing to people for basic necessities because of the destruction on their property. The Israel Air Forces have responded by attacking 20 targets in the Gaza Strip, including tunnels. In addition to that, two further long-range missiles were fired from the Gaza Strip towards Tel Aviv, both landing in the sea. The army is now deploying more Iron Dome batteries, including to Beersheba, where there wasn't an Iron Dome battery, because a lot of criticism, how come the rocket got through? The rocket got through because there was no Iron Dome in the city. This will change. Also to update you is that in a very, very strange turn of events, although we're not quite sure what to believe, both Hamas and Islamic Jihad not only have denied responsibility, but have also criticized the firing of rockets as extremely irresponsible. Now, this all takes place while the Egyptians are trying to broker some kind of lasting ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Some are pining that perhaps these are attempts by other groups within the Gaza Strip to try and cause havoc with those talks. We have heard from both the UN and the EU, who have the United Nations saying that the firing of rockets towards Israeli civilians absolutely unacceptable. The EU saying that this cannot go on. And Kathy, the ICC issuing a cautionary warning to both Israel and the Palestinians. I don't know if I didn't get the memo, maybe you got it at Chai FM, but they didn't issue any kind of cautionary to any other hotspot around the world. Or maybe I missed it, but that's just me. But we also have an update from Prime Minister Netanyahu and his cabinet. He has been meeting with his cabinet, including the IDF Gaza division and the Ramat Kal, or chief of staff, as well as Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, who himself had spoken and briefed troops and the Southern Command just yesterday. And we are watching as things do escalate, and not to sound pessimistic, but we are expecting a major escalation to follow.
But it's been for weeks. I mean, we were even saying yesterday that it's been escalating. At some point, it's, you know, not going to be.
And
the
you mentioned something interesting. You mentioned that this wouldn't be playing out in the press, that the real news would be happening behind
definitely
the scenes.
Definitely wouldn't
and
be playing
doors.
Out in the press, yeah.
Yeah,
well, no, when Israel goes in, they don't broadcast it. Only to the people that they're going to bomb, but, you know, to everybody else, they don't.
What's your take on it, Rolene?
Oh, well, my take on it is that, first of all, we've heard from the Prime Minister and the Defense Minister that they have every intention of hitting Hamas and hitting Hamas hard. So that's no secret. I think Netanyahu wants to take advantage of his high approval rating at the moment. Usually when he does follow a speech at the UN, his approval rating is quite high, and it is high at the moment. He'll want to take advantage of that also because we are possibly nearing elections next year. So he'll want to do something very, very strong and strong-handed. The firing of rockets from the Gaza Strip towards Beersheba and to Tel Aviv as well, to me, are a red flag to the Lieberman bull. Lieberman is not going to sit back and take that without any kind of very, very harsh reprisal, which he has also threatened over the last couple of days. And as we've spoken about on the Israel report, the increasing of troops from our side, the use of drone technology to try and deal with the incendiary devices, the Iron Dome batteries being rolled out around the south, and also the escalation from the Palestinian side of the amount of rioters or demonstrators on our border. So things are definitely escalating. And then we have to look at the other important component. What is the situation between Hamas and Fatah like? We know that Mahmoud Abbas is now itching to get his hands on the Gaza Strip and has threatened to withhold very, very vital funding to the Gaza Strip. And the fear from Israel is that it may escalate or be a huge contributing factor to escalations from the south or from Gaza into Israel. And also the fact that President Abbas, along with snubbing the Trump administration, is now snubbing the UN envoy to the Middle East, Nikolai Miladinov. So things are very, very hot on numerous fronts. And as you say, it won't be newsworthy in the media until Israel responds.
Very interesting. Rolene, let's move on. And some very, very interesting news coming out of Israel that is aside from all this terrorism talk. Actually, just wanted to find out. I actually can't find my place, Rolene.
Welcome to my world, Kate.
It's like being blonde.
Haven't seen any good news come out of Israel this week. There's no good news. As there isn't coming out of the UK
this was
either.
Very good news. No. There's Yom Aliyah.
Yes, let's talk about Yom Aliyah.
I didn't know there was a Yom Aliyah.
Yeah. All right.
Unfortunately, we're all a little bit confused as to when Yom Aliyah really was. Yom Aliyah was yesterday, but because it's a very momentous week, a very momentous week in the Jewish calendar, because we read what Pasha this week, everybody?
Lech Lecha.
Lech Lecha, of course, and Lech Lecha is probably what I refer to, and you're free to correct me if I'm wrong. To me, is the most Zionist of all the parashat, because it says gather your people from their homes and go to the land that I will show you. And many have been gathered from the north, the west, the east, and the south, and have come to Israel to call Israel home. And extraordinary contributions from Olim from around the world, and I have to single out our very own community, guys. I have to talk about the South African community and all that we have contributed to the state, from the brave Machalniks who came in 1948 to fight for independence. And there we have the incredible Smokey Simon, who basically is one of the godfathers of the Israeli Air Force. The incredible, may he rest in peace and his memory be blessed, Morris Ostroff, who designed our first radar and became a fighting force for the truth later on in his life, where he took on Richard Goldstone, as well as South Africans in commerce, in government, in the diplomatic corps, and all that we have contributed to this tiny, very, very complex country. So it is a day that has been singled out in the Jewish calendar and by the Knesset as a day to celebrate and honor Olim and all that we bring to this incredible country. And as an Olam myself, I'm extremely proud of it and very, very happy that we do have a day dedicated to profiling this country that is made up of so many different cultures from around the world, who each bring with us our own unique ethnic and cultural
flavor.
Gifts. Sometimes it's very confusing, but we do.
Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it today. Thank you very, very much. And just stay safe, and we'll be in touch. We'll catch you tomorrow morning with Howard Feldman, 7:45, because you're standing in for Anthony Reich.
I'm telling you, make mine a double. That's all I can say this week, and it's not about whiskey. It's about it's a double Israel report.
Thanks, Rolene Marks. Have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, God guys.
Bless. Bye.